The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, welcome everybody to the last episode of Don V Fridays. This is a celebratory episode. This ain't a sad episode. Trust and believe me, this is not a sad episode. We got Drift in the building. How you living, Chief?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Watching the Bengals in the playoffs once again. So it's been a hell of a ride these past couple weeks. Super excited for the Chiefs game, but last episode of Don V Fridays had a great run. We got some big plans for the future. So we also got a guest on today. So Joe, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
What do you do, baby? I appreciate you guys having me on, man.
We got Joe Rock, the mayor of Don V Fridays. It seems like it's only right that the mayor comes in and, you know,
caps it off.
Bangs the gavel one last time.
Bangs the gavel. Lock the doors up. Says, listen, the run is over, boys. We are shutting down. We are packing up our bags. And, a quick history lesson to the Don V Fridays. Listen, the Don V Fridays started on YouTube. It was I don't want to call it a blog or whatever the case, but I used to just put up content showing my face, me standing on camera, and I would upload something. I don't want to say every Friday, but I would just hit these moments. It'd be like a month or 2 months at a time where I just wanted to put out anything. It could be sports related or not. So that's how Don V Fridays actually started. This was before podcasts. So I was doing that, and then I still had the itch to want to put out content, but I didn't feel like YouTubing no more. And my Twitter followers was just like, hey, start a podcast. So I started the podcast, and I just said, fuck it, I'm going to just keep calling it Don V Fridays. And I used to upload on Fridays. Like, I would record on Thursdays, put it out on Fridays. But then I started doing like promotional things, like, okay, get this tweet 20 likes, I'll put it out right now. Shit like that. So I ended up just started putting it out on Thursdays, and then Drift came on and we started putting it out on Wednesdays. So that's how Don V, because a lot of people be like, why do you call it that? It don't come out on Friday. That's why. So it's been a good run. We had some great times on here. Great interviews, great guests. I want to give a shout out to every guest that ever came on, whether they played for Virginia Tech, whether they were my personal friends, just people I met on Twitter. Mark Fain, shout out to Mark Fain, bro. The real actual co-host of Don V Fridays, Mark Fain Jr., man. Shout out to him. it was definitely fun though. I remember needing a co-host. I had got frustrated with the technical side of things. I was doing everything by myself, editing, hosting, promotion. I was just burnt out, and Drift came on and saved Don V Fridays, man, the savior, the captain, the man that saved Don V Fridays. Shout out to Drift, man.
It's been about 2 years since I first, I guess, came on. But Vito, who were some of your favorite guests over the span? That little run we had players on. Give me your
Eric,
top three.
Eric Coomer is in the Don V Fridays Hall of Fame. definitely Eric Coomer is in the Don V Fridays Hall of Fame, bro. Slim funny as hell.
Oh yeah. I have to say Trayvon Hill too.
I loved all the guests, but Eric Coomer was hilarious. Shout out to Trayvon. He was funny too.
Yep. Josh Jackson was great as well. That one was really informative too. So
yeah, the Josh Jackson one was definitely an underrated episode. That one was definitely underrated.
And that was when the Josh Jackson episode was when we launched the Patreon too. So shout out to him.
Hey, shout out to Josh Jackson. We should have kept that a Patreon exclusive, man. I ain't gonna hold. Like, it was some legendary moves that happened on Don V Friday, like, period. Like, a lot of jewels got dropped over the years. Like, I kind of talk in anecdotes and stories, and a lot of jewels got dropped over the years. Man, a lot of my shit be going over people's head, though.
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell the Fuente story without mentioning Don V Fridays. I remember when the Dried episode dropped, that was all over 24/7 at the time.
Yeah.
All the message boards and everything.
They were so mad too, man. Yeah,
pissed off.
My favorite was Coach Glover, though, because that was a hot topic at the time.
Hey, shout out to Coach Glove. I seen bro on the timeline in his Texas A&M. I said, listen, man, shout out to the OG.
Yeah, I came on to clear some stuff up, and if his Wi-Fi was a little better, that would have been a little bit better of an episode.
But. Oh, man. Glover had that goddamn. Glover had that cricket. Glover had that cricket Wi-Fi, bro. Hey, shout out to Coach Glove, bro. But he had the cricket Wi-Fi. Jesus Christ. He had the T-Mobile junk.
He was on Boost.
Yeah, he had the T-Mobile junk where you gotta charge your shit. You gotta charge your modem. Hey, shout out to Glove though. God, man, so many great memories. Shout out to all the OG Don V Friday listeners that they would hear my air conditioner cut on in my apartment when I was living up in Maryland. My phone would ring while I was recording all kinds of goofy shit. Hey, shout out to y'all sticking it out with me, bro. That's real. Shout out to all the mailbag, contributors that used to ask me questions every week when I had a mailbag segment. Shout outs. People just ask me dumb questions like, I don't know. I can't think of a dumbass question. I used to get some dumbass questions, but shout outs. I think it was like, what do you feel about Jimmy G fucking porn stars? Like, I don't give a fuck what that nigga do outside of work. Just random shit, man. Shout out to the mailbag contributors and everything like that. But
it was a great run. Fantastic run. I got on VT Twitter in the first place because of Don V Fridays. I don't even remember how I found it back when I was in high school, but that was like my end, because then I started following Vito and everything kind of funneled in through there. And that's how I entered. But that's it'll be a hallmark forever.
I'm trying to imagine my foolishness like percolating through a high schooler's ears. Like,
it was everything I wanted to hear, honestly, at the time. I mean,
kids should not be here, this shit.
You want a list somewhere for that, man.
Hey, man. I remember, shout out to my dog, Peach. He got kicked out of his school. Peach, if you listening, you know what I'm talking about, bro. Peach got kicked out of a private school, and they went through his Twitter feed. Like, he got called in the office, apparently. They had his Twitter feed, and then they had my Twitter feed, and said, does he go to this school too? I was 24 years old at the time.
Damn, it must have been like, what, 2010?
No, I ain't get on Twitter until 2011. 2012. It was like 2012, something like that. He got kicked out of school in Charlotte, North Carolina, private school. And he told me they had his own Twitter feed and they had my Twitter feed. Like, who is this?
Out here getting kids kicked out of school.
Hey, shout out to my dog Peach, bro. Oh, Don V Fridays alone. Peach came on here before. Shout out to Peach, man. But yeah, let's get into Virginia Tech athletics, man. Virginia Tech basketball team. They beat Duke on when we play Duke, Monday night or Tuesday night? Monday night. We beat Duke on Monday night. It was a tale of two halves. It was a game that Virginia Tech had the control of in the first half. Looked like they was gonna beat the shit out of Duke by 30. But missed free throws. Duke went on a run. Y'all know how that Duke, y'all know how every Virginia Tech Duke game is the same, whether we win it or lose it. Like, we look like we're going to stomp them. They always make a run, and then we either got to survive or we lose. We lose it all the way. But no, we won that bit. Great vibes. It's always good to get a win against Lil Bro. So that's Lil Bro things. I'm going to pass it off to Joe. Like, what was your thought?
Man, the first thing I noticed is we never lose when we wear the black uniforms, man.
That's facts.
They find a way to, like, crank it up a gear.
Yeah, they get superpowers in those black uniforms.
Yeah, so I kind of knew, like, that was a little bit special. It was going to be another special night. And it's kind of funny if you think about it. We're like the Tobacco Road Killers. Like, yeah. We just beat UNC. Now we took down Duke in the same year, keep in mind. Did the same thing last year in the ACC tournament.
Nothing new.
That's what we do.
Yeah, nothing new. We just own them.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we own the Tobacco Roads now, man. I thought Basile looked good. He kind of came out and played angry again, a lot more aggressive. Couture, though, man, he was kind of a difference maker. He was back to being Couture and switching threes, and I think that was the difference. But
yeah, and he means so much to this team.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Hey, it means a lot more than what shows up in the stat sheet sometime. And we got away with one. We got away with one there at the end. Old buddy got socked.
With the throw punch.
Yeah.
With the throw punch.
Yeah, man. I was happy, though. What'd y'all think?
It was good. Yeah, I mean, we've kind of been skidding as of recently, but had some injuries. I think now we're going to pick up the momentum again. So we got to go on a run. I think it's going to be tough because if we get into the tournament, we'll probably be like a 7 or an 8, maybe a 9. So it's going to be tough sled once we get there. But hopefully they can bounce back. I think we're on a good track now.
Yeah. No, the boys got a much needed win. Just to get the monkey off their back. You could tell Mike Young was tired of the nonsense. He was tired of the foolishness. And he just seemed, you know how when you tired of lose, like sometimes when you win, you just relieved that you didn't lose. Like you're not even happy that you won. You just relieved that you ain't gotta answer no dumbass questions. So shout out to Mike Young, man. He had them boys ready. Like I said, she got kind of itchy at the end, but whatever. You know, good teams find a way and bad teams find a way too. So shout out to Virginia Tech basketball, man. Shout out to people getting throat punched. It was crazy. It was a lot going on. Normally, I knew God was on our side. Cause normally we get robbed by calls like that. Okay, flagrant two, Duke ball, Duke free throws. Let's get them up out of here. But no, they say, you know what, brother? Nah, we ain't gonna do them like that. So
Coach K is gone, so they've kind of lost their magic.
They lost their mojo.
Yes.
They lost their mojo because Coach K probably played golf with the referees and all that. Like, it's a game within the game. Shire, he new to this. He ain't true to this. So he probably ain't – he don't know how to walk up to the refs before the game and be like, hey, Jerry, how's the golf swing, you know? It's that politic and their coaches and star players in the NBA, not in college, but like it's that politic and that you gotta do. It's like seasoned coaches do that. You know, they don't beg for calls and all that. They do it on the front end. They be like, hey, you know, how's your daughter's volleyball team doing? It's a small thing.
Oh yeah, that's small talk.
It's a small talk. It's a small thing. You know? You see especially an old ACC ref, you're like, bro, come on, bro. You know me. You right. Flagrant. So shout out to VT Hoops, man, as they continue. Ain't no more fucking off. They can't lose no more. They might as well just get used to the playoffs. Like I said it in the space after the game. March Madness is already here. We already in the tournament. The people talking about we got to make the tournament. Nah, we already in it. We can't lose no more. It's win or go home. Survive in advance. Welcome to March. So, shout out to the VT Hokies basketball team. I'm trying to think. Is there any football news we haven't covered?
Fontel Mines just got a new contract. They just dropped it.
Fontel Mines, who probably needed back surgery this offseason, the way he carried the staff during the season, more so on the trail than during the season. But yeah, I'm gonna give him a little bit of props for during the season too. Shout out to Fontel. He was balling, man. He was hooping. He made some shit happen that I thought he wasn't gonna make happen. So shout outs to Fontel, man. What's y'all thoughts on Fontel? Year one.
He's probably been our best recruiter so far. I don't know how his coaching is like on the field in terms of development and stuff like that, but everything else has been A+. So I think we're super lucky to have him, honestly. So we'll see. I mean, he absolutely turned the wide receiver room completely over. So we're gonna be looking good next year. But yeah, I think he's a fucking gem.
Yeah, I mean, he made Caleb Smith look like wide receiver one, you know. And then he turned around, got Asad Brown. He got Felton. He got Lane. I mean, he flipped it. He did a 180. So, I mean, I really like Fontel Mines a lot, man. He's one of the coaches that I think actually did his job and can't really put a lot of blame on him.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. Shout out to Fontel, man. Well deserved. Speaking of wide receiver coaches, y'all know what's going on in Whoville. Shout out to my boy, Biscuit. Hey, man, shout out to Marcus Higgins, bro. Took that bag from Penn State. Got up out of there. UVA in whole shambles, man. They sitting up in there. Yeah, hey, shout out to Ike. Shout out to Ike, bro. Look, Ike, you can't spend this one, Chief. Yeah, I need you to stand in front of I need you to stand in front of that congregation. I need you to repent for all your sins, bro. You can join the team, man. It ain't been no bloodshed on either side. You can join us.
Yeah, what do you think how do you think Tony Elliott's feeling right now? Like, what do you think his leash is at with the AD? I mean, I feel like he's in a Tony bad spot.
Tony don't care. Like, ain't nobody's pressing Tony to do nothing. That's the thing. Like, ain't nobody pressing Tony Elliott to do anything or make any swooping change. Some people don't care.
Yeah, they're not serious about football over there. They only care about highbrow sports. Like, Tony could be there for 20 years, man.
I was honestly pretty surprised that Tony Elliott went there in the first place. I don't see, like, the draw in going there. And I honestly thought he could have gotten a better job. I mean, DJ looked bad that last year that he was there. But, I mean, the years prior to that, he was one of the guys that a lot of Virginia Tech fans wanted here. And I thought he could have got a much better job than that.
Tony not even a bad coach, and man, Virginia Tech fans, well, ACC fans about to find out, like, bro, Clemson got some shit going on that's like, it was beyond DJ. Like, I might have been the only person, you know, I ain't gonna say that, but I was one of the few people saying, like, bro, like, no, Clemson got some shit going on where, like, they about to run Klubnik up out of there too. Like, they about to, okay, everything with DJ fault. Everything with DJ fault. Y'all just watched the Orange Bowl. Okay, you can't blame DJ no more. So who fault was it then? You can't blame Tony and you can't blame DJ. So who fault was it then? So.
Yeah, things are starting to fall apart for him, honestly.
Hell yeah, things about to fall apart for them. Because last time I checked, they still ain't got no wide receivers over there. They throwing one to coach sons and shit. Man, listen.
So if Clemson falls next year, has a bad year, is anybody in the ACC prepared to take the spot?
No. Yeah, maybe FSU. They're actually using NIL correctly and getting a lot of portal players.
Florida State is itching for Clemson to fuck up. You know, and the thing is, like, the Florida State-Clemson game this year, like, Clemson still might win it, but it don't mean that Clemson going to win the conference. Like, they might win that head-to-head, but Florida State is itching to win this conference. Florida State probably going to start off preseason. They probably going to get the gas. They probably going to be top 10 preseason poll. They probably going to be projected to finish first.
Yeah, for sure. And I think Jordan Travis might even be like a, you know, like a Heisman candidate preseason type of deal. Yeah,
they bringing everybody back. They went dumb in the portal. They did good on the high school trail. I wouldn't be surprised, man.
Yeah, yeah. They went dumb on the portal. Outside of Florida State, who would be like the next runner up in your guys' opinion?
Clemson.
Minus Clemson.
No damn body.
It's just going to be one big coastal chaos now.
Yeah, it's going to be Clemson. It's going to be Florida State and Clemson battling for best. And then it's going to be a wide-ass gap. And then it's going to be everybody else.
What do you guys think about NC State with Brennan Armstrong?
Oh, it's a good look for him.
You think they could be, you know.
I mean, I was liking Youngin that beat us. For real.
MJ Moore. Third stringer.
I was liking him. Like, he was nice.
I think he's going to end up taking over for Brennan Armstrong. I don't think he's ever finished a full season, has he? He always gets hurt or has something going on anyway. And he's a system quarterback.
And he's old. I mean, he's only going to be there for 1 year.
Brennan Armstrong was looking jacked. Cook, I ain't go old. Like, he was looking washed that last year. Man, I know it was the injuries and UVA had offensive line issues, but he was just y'all remember when Mike Brewer was a VT quarterback, and, like, for 3 weeks, Mike Brewer looked like an average quarterback, and then he just got washed out of the blue. Like, injuries caught up to his ass. It was like that, like, oh, shit, what the hell? Like, Brennan Armstrong was looking cooked out of here. So, I don't know. Maybe with a fresh offensive line, some weapons. And
he got his former coach back, too, right?
Who, 2J?
No, Brennan Armstrong. His coach at UVA is now over at NC State. Quarterback's coach or something like that.
QB coach? I ain't know all that. I know 2J down there offensive line, but
I think did they get back? Got him.
I think it was back, wasn't it?
They might get back too. We don't do no research with Don V Fridays. That's why the show ended. Okay, so let's go on to the NFL playoffs. Joe, who your pro team?
Man, I'm a Bears fan. So
you said, man. Anytime you ask somebody who their team, they say, man.
You know their team is ass.
Team is straight ass. Well, you got the number one pick, Charlotte Lovey Smith.
Hey Joe, are they trading that pick or are they drafting Will Anderson?
They're trading it, man. They're going to trade it.
All right.
Man. They're going to trade it to the Houston Texans. Like, the Houston Texans got to do business.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody just jumps all those teams.
Houston going to pay. Houston going to give up the number two pick, but they're going to swap picks, and they're going to give up two more first-round picks just to get the quarterback that probably would have landed to them anyway.
Yeah, and they're going to use, like, the Colts or somebody else's trade offer just as, like, you know, to threaten them.
Yeah. Like, Houston want to sit tight because they know, obviously, we know the Bears ain't going to take a quarterback, but it's just the unknown, the what if. Let's say Houston love Bryce Young so much, but Indianapolis know that. It's a lot of politics.
Those are divisional teams, too.
Yes, the Bears going to be like, look, man, Indy been calling us.
And I'm sure they have, too.
Right. And don't get me wrong, since we're talking about the draft and all that, like, C.J. Stroud is not a bad 1B. Like, I honestly, I'm not talking about them as prospects. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't cry if I had to take C.J. Stroud. Like, I would not be tripping.
It's going to be house of cards, Houston
might like Bryce Young, or they might like C.J. Stroud, but you got too many teams. You got Tennessee. You got Washington. Carolina. People be thinking like, oh, you know, such and such don't need no quarterback or such and such. They always look at the worst teams like they need a quarterback. Bro, I'm a 49er fan. we moved heaven and earth to get the third pick to get Trey Lance. So who expected that? Nobody. So you would be surprised who would just pop out and want a quarterback. So shout out to the Bears, man. They about to get a king's ransom. And they probably still going to get Will Anderson. So.
Yeah, that's a W.
It's a super W. I remember I'm a 49er fan. This was the 2017 draft. Or it might have been the 2018 draft. But we had the number three pick. We had the number two pick. The Bears had the number three pick. The Bears swapped with us 3 for 2 so they can go get Mitch.
That was probably the worst move of all time.
Nah, because we got Solomon Thomas.
Isn't he out of the, I think he's out of the league by now, actually.
Nah, he played for the Jets. He played for Rob Saleh.
Really?
Solomon Thomas, like, he's a good person, and he just wasn't worth what had went down, you know. Like, we took him number three. I think imagine we passed on Deshaun Watson, and I think Mahomes was in that draft too. We passed on both of them. We took C.J. Beathard in like the third round. That's when I knew Kyle Shanahan is unserious. And we took George Kittle. We took George Kittle that draft, 5th round. And I want to say we took Ruben. What's my man? He played at Bama. We took Ruben.
Ruben Foster?
We took Ruben Foster in the 1st round. We took Solomon Thomas, Ruben Foster, George Kittle, C.J. Beathard, and somebody else. And that only person that came out of that draft was George Kittle. So Ruben shout out Foster to the Bears.
It was fucking insane. If he would have played 10 years earlier, he would have been one of the best linebackers in the league.
Yeah, and kept his hands off of women. Exactly. Everybody go back to like the 4th episode of Don V Fridays. I talked about it. Hey, shout out to Ruben Foster, man. But speaking of the 49ers, since we're talking NFL playoffs, my San Francisco 49ers is playing in the NFC Championship game versus the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm proud of my boys. I'm so proud of Brock Purdy. He do his job. I know we want to make him Tom Brady. We want to make him God, Jesus Christ in cleats, but he do his job. He doing what he's supposed to do. He make the plays that need to be made. He don't do no crazy shit, no hero shit. He poised, he accurate, he distribute the ball, and he help us win football games. So shout out to Brock Purdy, and we have another opportunity to play for a chance at the Super Bowl. So I'm a blessed 49ers fan. I'm so happy and I'm so blessed. I think everybody expected us to be Dallas, except Dallas fans, because they only watch Skip Bayless and they only watch their own team. Dallas Cowboy fans is a college fan base in a way. You know how college football fans only think their team is good, everybody else trash? Yeah. That's how Dallas, like, look at their own team. And so Dallas fans will call my phone, my friends, and they'll be like, Brock Purdy never seen a pass rush like this. Mind you, we the one with the All-Pro. All right, whatever. Like, we had the sack leader. Oh, you ain't seen a defense. Like, we got 3 All-Pros, bro. Do you watch football? No, you just watch the Cowboys and Skip Bayless. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I got you. You don't know nothing about football. That's cool. A lot of Cowboy fans don't know ball. So they thought they had a shot, but they had a shot in their ass. That was it. Let's talk about the real. The AFC, the rematch of the decade. The game where a lot of Bengals fans and players thought this game should have been in Cincinnati. Shout out to DeMar Hamlin, but they ain't got shit to do with us. Drift, you are in Cincinnati. You are a Cincinnati Bengals fan. Take us through the vibes.
Oh man, this past Sunday was crazy. I was not expecting that. I don't think anybody was expecting that game to go the way it would. I was just waiting for the Bills to come back the whole time, but man, this team looks good. They look much better than they were last year, and I think the vibe is completely different too. I mean, last year was like, oh shit, we won a game, and then oh shit, we won another game, and then oh shit, we won another game, we're in the Super Bowl. It was just like we weren't expecting it. It wasn't like on the radar. It just kind of happened. I think this year is much more they're just much more in tune. They're more focused. They have a better team. They're more consistent. Joe Burrow's playing even better than he was last year. And I don't think the Chiefs are as dangerous as they were last year either. I mean, losing Tyreek Hill really changes their offense. A lot of people think they got better, I guess, in a weird way, because Mahomes isn't like throwing just to hit Tyreek Hill, but I disagree. I think they got worse. Whenever you lose a player like that, you're going to get worse. But yeah, it's the Bengals are favored in Arrowhead. I never thought I'd see that day. So we'll see, man. Hopefully we can get a 49ers win, a Bengals win, and get the rematch of 88 in the Super Bowl.
Well, the Bengals, I mean, well we're playing high ankle sprain Mahomes. High ankle sprain Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, without the ability to do all the magician shit out the pocket and in the pocket, don't get me wrong, as it's a pocket passer, Patrick Mahomes is still nice.
Yes.
But
when you take away, when he gets outside.
When you take away the playmaking ability, because I'd have had a high ankle sprain before. Those don't clear up in 7 days. They don't.
Yeah, they don't linger. Get me wrong.
I know he got access to the best drugs. They going and he gonna be drugged up. He gonna be nice and booted up, but nah. I don't see, unless Pacheco and the Chiefs running backs really lift that team, I can't see a scenario where they beat Joe Burrow and them, because they done lost the last three. So maybe they just do the Chiefs.
Yeah, but it's hard to sweep a team four times. That's why I'm a little, you know.
But I can't see it. I can't see it.
Yeah, I mean, the Bengals
are – that's the game everybody wants to see, though.
Yep. Bengals are way more physical than most people realize. I mean, playing in the AFC North, I mean, they bullied the shit out of the Bills last week. On the ground, too. I mean, Joe Mixon ran for like 105 yards. P. Ryan had like 40-something.
On the road.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like the Bills had never played in snow before. Bengals are a physical team, a very physical team, and so I think they're going to match up really well against the Chiefs. But I think Super Bowl is going to be hard. I mean, if they get the Eagles or the 49ers, both of those teams have great defensive lines, top edge rushers, and they're very physical. So the hurdle is really going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's when them three hurt linemen.
Yep. Yeah, and
that's,
I mean,
it's gonna rear his head.
The like linebackers too. Fred Warner, like, you know, it's 49ers gonna be tough for the Bengals to match up against. So
yeah, the NFC. The thing about the NFC is, I mean, everybody would take the AFC quarterbacks that remains, Mahomes and Burrow, over Jalen Hurts and Brock Purdy. But when it comes to D lines, running games, like, I think.
Yep.
And I don't even think I'm trolling, but I think the NFC remaining teams roster-wise is better than both the AFC roster-wise, top to bottom. But the most important position is quarterback, I've been told. And the AFC got the better ones. So it's going to be it ain't a bad matchup left at all, the potential Super Bowl matchups. It ain't a bad one left. I would love to get my hands on the Chiefs in a rematch. We owe them one. I got to get my lick back on one. But it's some burnt out Bengals fans from the 80s that won't they look back on 49ers for the Joe Montana shit. So it can go a lot of ways.
Yeah.
The old head Bengals fans that won't they look back. You're not getting it.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I mean, the thing is, though, is that game's going to be in Arizona, and there is a fucking ass load of 49ers fans over there. I mean, the Super Bowl with the 49ers in it would be like a home game for the 49ers.
I'm gonna agree and disagree. The Super Bowl ain't for the fans. That's a corporate sponsored event. Half the tickets go to sick kids and people that win sweepstakes and corporations give out the tickets. Like, if you look in the Super Bowl crowd, it's suits. It's something different.
I do agree with that. I still think there's just gonna be a lot of 49ers fans that buy the tickets.
No.
More city, than the Bengals would.
The presence in the city going to be felt. Right, but the presence in the stadium is going to be like I said, half of the people gonna be Rihanna fans. Like, we ain't even here for the game.
Right. Yeah.
Here for Riri. The Super Bowl is different. It ain't a fan event no more. Yeah.
It'll be fun. I'm excited. This weekend is gonna be nerve wracking. I mean, I want the Bengals to get one ring. That's all I want. Just give me just one. Get it over with too. Because if we're chasing that shit throughout Burrow's entire career, oh.
Yeah. Chasing rings. I gotta get to this ignorant black news. But I feel like we haven't recorded since these allegations came out, and I feel like our intro music is Shaq Lizzy. I gotta speak on the Shaq Lizzy allegations. I got it. Okay, so white people, this is the part of the show where y'all log off because y'all don't know the shit of what I'm talking about. Well, whatever. I'm into shit like this. Anyways, Shaq Lizzy is a DC rapper. He like I said, he's our intro music. That's his song, First 48. That was the DC national anthem for 2 years. I used to live up there. That was the DC national anthem. Like, if somebody said it was from DC and somebody started rapping First 48 lyrics and you couldn't complete them lyrics, you was not from DC. You was from Waldorf. You was from Virginia somewhere, claiming. You was purping, like they like to say. Shaq Lizzy had a song way back in the day, in like 2014. It was called White Girl. And that had the city on lock too. Not as big as 48, but White Girl was a big song. Well, since the invention of TikTok, teenage kids find these songs and they make them back hot again. So White Girl went viral on TikTok. One of these white teenagers probably found it or some shit, whatever. Shaq got a plaque for White Girl. So now he want to make a video for it because he never made it. Was just like a city classic. It won't a song or video, nothing. So Shaq make a video and he get this girl off Instagram, Sky Bree. She got an OnlyFans, one of them. Y'all know the kid, you know, blonde, whatever.
Yep.
He gets Sky Bree in the video, whatever, whatever. And during the after the shooting or whatever, after they shoot the video, he pay her to do the video. She do the video. He on some weird shit. Like, he on some weird old time. Like, he trying to get at her real tough. He allegedly spikes her drink, all kinds of weird, creepy DC shit that, you know, that's, it kind of like, they kind of do stuff like that in the city, but you out in LA, like, white women don't go for shit like that. So, Mr. Glizzy, you gotta chill. You gotta chill, bro. Spiking drinks. And Aunt Glizzy admitted to it. Aunt Glizzy said they've been spiking drinks. He said it like he was proud of.
Oh, that's not good for him. Hey, did she actually like press charges and it's like going to the next level? Or is this just
all she did was tell Adam 22.
So that's it right now. There's no further.
She keeping it all the way solid for real. She just exposed bro for being a creep. She ain't go to the police. She listen. That's an actual white girl. She could have went to CBS News. She could have went to TMZ, CBS, the LAPD. She could have had Shaq Lizzy on the front page of every newspaper in America. All she did was go to Adam 22 and make bro look like a goofy.
Man, Fox News would have made her the newest anchor.
Yes, if she would have put her tears together, right? But Shaq Lizzy not a big enough fish. If it was Drake, yes. But shout out to Shaq Lizzy, man. I know it's hard to say shout out to Shaq Lizzy after these allegations, but man, shout out to Holmes, man. Shout out to all the DC rappers, man. Fat Gee, Shaq Lizzy, Fat Trill, Light Show. Even though Light Show like a lawyer or some shit now. Shout out to all the DC rappers, bro. I'm still tapped in. So, all that said, this is the final episode of Don V Fridays, but we have a big, big, big announcement. I don't even want to announce it. I'm gonna let Drift announce the news we got going on in the building, bro. What's the news? What's the major announcement we have for the people?
We are evolving. We're adding Joe Rogers, but we're not adding Joe Rogers to Dom V Fridays. We are creating a new podcast, a new show. Basically going to do the same thing that we kind of do now, but we're going to rebrand. We're going to be on a different weekly cadence. We're going to be coming out on Mondays, so a little bit sooner after the games, and it's going to be good. I think we're all excited to have another edition. Three people yes. on the show is going to be fantastic, so stay tuned for the name. We're going to get the logos going, and we're going to have more information, but we got some big stuff coming.
Yeah, Joe Rogers coming in from the transfer portal. How you feel about the move, Chief?
Man, it had to happen at some point, you know. So I think it's a good move, man. Had to hit the portal, had to put the notes out there, respect my decision. Nah, it's good, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. Happy to have you on. Welcome to the underground. We're not gonna be listen, we don't get lit over here. it's kind of like you're leaving the New York Yankees and you coming down to the Norfolk Tides. Anybody that know anything about AAA baseball? I think the Tides affiliation is the Baltimore Orioles. So you leaving the Baltimore Orioles and you going down to the Norfolk Tides. But hey, there's love of the game. Shit, I guess. Shout out to Dan, though, bro. Shout out to Dan, man. Shout out to TTD. I'm pretty sure he going to pick up somebody that going to take off. Y'all was already out of here with the interviews, and he was interviewing wrestlers and shit. So he going to be straight.
Oh yeah, Dan's going to do really well.
He's already been, like, in the building and everything. I mean,
Matt yeah, Pride. He in the building and shit. He kissing babies and shaking hands. We don't kiss babies and shake hands, bro. Yeah. We liable to punch your child. Like, what you mean? We the dislike one. We the evil people, I guess. But
this will be fun. Wait. I can't
wait for the new pod. Yeah, new pod rocking. New theme song coming. Probably can't be no shit.
Man, we the bad boys.
Shaq Glizzy canceled ass, bro.
We can't cancel on episode one.
Yeah, we cannot play him now. Not after releasing that new statement.
Shout out to Shaq. Shout out to the whole Glizzy gang out here spiking drinks, man.
Slipping Cosby's.
Yeah, Shaq Cosby out here.
Man, we're the bad boys of like VT podcast. We're like, for me, this is like Sting switching over to the NWO.
Man, shout out to Sting. Shout out to Sting, man. Yeah, coming down with the baseball bat and shit.
We're getting into form. I think we got the triple threat going now. We're gonna be pretty deadly on the timeline. I think we're gonna get some takes going. So
yes, it's gonna be some mad. Listen, when we drop, it's gonna be like, oh shit.
We're squadding up.
Boys dropping. I want to send a shout out. I highly doubt they still listen to at this point of the podcast, but I do want to send a shout out to Memory Lane Podcast. That's Billy Ray. I think that's Pete from 2D, and might be somebody else. But no, I listened to the first episode and I was entertained. I listened to the whole thing. So shout out to them. Shout out to Memory Lane. When I first saw that 2D was going over to the Suns network or whatever the case may be, I thought that was a good look for 2D. I can sit up here and I always talk honest. I don't politic and I don't whatever. Had what my real thoughts was, but I was thinking 2D was like the first podcast out of all of us. You know, Don V, I was here before everybody, but not podcast form. 2D was here, first podcast. And I was kind of thinking at first, like, you coming up under somebody that came after you. somebody that you inspired, but no, the Suns is popping in that lane, and Suns got their own lane, and I feel like what Robbie and Pete got, they got a lane too.
Yeah,
and they just gonna merge together, and I liked what they did with the Memory Lane podcast.
It's a good name too.
Yeah, no, for real. So shout out to them. Shout out to Pete. Shout out to Robbie. Shout out to Bill. Shout out to everybody, man. We ain't got no hate over here.
Yeah, they've been pushing a lot of content recently, taking advantage of NIL stuff, and they've really been leveling up. So good guys over there.
Good people. Good folks over there. Hey, shout out to my dog, Grayson, bro. Hey, Grayson, come over to Don V Friday. Well, Don V Friday is dead, but come over to what we got going on, bro. Wayne poaching, bro. I'm just saying, you had to do double duty or something. But no, Grayson is truly, like, I want to say as far as non-us, and I'm talking about TP, DVF type of thing. Like, Grayson's, like, the coolest non-affiliate. But he is affiliated, though.
Yeah, whatever. He was on Don B Fridays.
Yeah.
He came with the and gang, but he was
and
on.
And he was in TP4, so shout outs, man.
Big facts.
And Joe, anything you got to say to the people before we sign off?
Nah, man. Just stay tuned. Stay on your toes. It's about to be popping.
About to be cranking out this bitch. It's about to be people out here like, oh my God. It's gonna be people crying and all kinds of wild shit. But it's gonna be a long off season. It's a long off season, y'all. Bear with us. Just bear with us. It ain't shit to talk about. We're not gonna force content that ain't there. I mean, honestly, me personally, I can make a pod every week and just talk about like nonsense. But I understand that we have a fan base. And the stuff that I'm into might not be what the fan base is into, you know. So right. I always try to take that type of stuff into consideration. Like 99% of our fan base don't even know who Shaq Lindsey is. Never even been to DC. And if they've been to DC, they only been to the White House and the monuments. They never been in the trenches, so they don't care about that shit. But that's it, man. God bless everybody that ever listened to episode. I signed off every episode of Don V Fridays with a God bless, except for the ones that they got edited out. Because I truly, truly mean that if you don't got God in your life, you ain't got nothing. So
yes, sir.
That's it.
This is it.
See y'all on the flip side. Till next time, y'all. God bless.